I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Deputy CIA Director David Cohen says Russian forces face a difficult fight in retaking the Kursk region, captured by Ukrainian forces earlier this month. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says Russian church partners are helping people displaced by Ukraine's ongoing incursion.
While the dynamics of this conflict are constantly changing, as the battle lines are changing, the response of the church is unchanging.
Churches are providing families with food, medicines, hygiene items, and most importantly, the hope of Christ.
When all human aspects of hope have been taken away, people often see clearly the only hope they have is to throw themselves on the mercy of God. No raging of man, no ugliness of war can strip the hope of the gospel from God's children.
And back-to-school season is underway in the United States, and while some kids enter this season with excitement, others dread the thought of peer interactions and bullying. For parents, higher back-to-school costs and economic uncertainties add another layer of angst. Yet fewer believers are tapping into the only true source of hope and peace. Keys for Kids' Greg Yetter says
the number of families in God's Word every day, drastically down. 40% of Christians actually read their Bible outside of church. That means 60% of people are not reading their Bibles outside of church.
Keys for Kids offers daily print and digital devotionals that help kids, teens, and families unlock biblical truths and keep Christ at the center of their lives. Getting kids into God's Word helps them discover His promises and grow in their faith. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.